From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. French voters are awaiting results in a presidential race being closely watched globally. VOA's Luis Ramirez tells us voters have spoken to news media about their opposition to both candidates, Marine Le Pen and Emmanuel Macron.
And that is something that I heard this morning. I went to a polling station right as it opened, caught the first batch of voters who lined up. That was at the very top of what they were saying. This has been such an ugly election. They don't like either candidate. And so in the case of a number of people who spoke to me, they were voting against one or the other. And it was in the instances that I people I spoke to, it was against Le Pen. People who support Macron or who are opposed to Le Pen, I should say, are very much frightened by her the policies that she is proposing.
The campaign of the French presidential frontrunner, Emmanuel Macron, says it was targeted by a massive and coordinated computer hacking operation on the eve of the final round of the voting for the country's next president. North Korea says it has detained another U.S. citizen, accusing him of committing hostile acts. The North's official news agency said that Kim Hak-sung was detained Saturday. The report said he had worked for the Pyongyang University of Science and Technology. Last month, Pyongyang detained Kim Sang-duk, a university accounting professor in his 50s. He taught accounting at Pyongyang University as well for about a month. That's according to the school's chancellor. North Korea has in the past detained U.S. citizens to use as bargaining chips. This is VOA.